Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Swung on, belted, high and deep, and it's another grand slam for Kyle Schwarber. And what a way to hit number 40 on the season. 11-3 Phillies. Schwarber with his second of the night.
Yeah, just an awesome game last night. I mean, for a while it was nip and tuck there. And then obviously the sixth inning. Really the JT, well, I was going to say the JT hustle, which is part of it, but how about just the
ridiculous
call by the you know, I got to say, the replay booth in baseball, I feel like, gets it right over 99% of the time.
Not last night.
This was the one example which tells you why it's over 99, but not 100.
Exactly.
Because I did think he was out.
Yeah.
All right, Seltzer, you know, we love having Mr. Ben Davis on the show. Always fun when Ben is with us, particularly as we broadcast in the NovaCare Complex, part of Champ Camp. It's driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. And, James, we got Ben with us today.
Yeah, Ben Davis in studio is brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
Benji, good morning, buddy.
Top of the morning to you.
And all of it to Kyle Schwarber, tracking down Ohtani for MVP. Ben, that had to be top five fun last night, right? This season, they've played about 100 games. Mm-hmm. That had to be top five most fun games so far this year, right?
It was absolutely electric and just amazing watching that. Last night was just, there's nothing this guy can't do. There's nothing he can't do. Nothing Kyle Schwarber can't do.
Well, I'll give you two things he might not be able to do.
Run fast.
Well, that, three. Run
That's
fast.
That's false.
Play the field well.
He's a good runner.
He's stolen some bases.
I'm telling you, he is not a bad runner. I said that on my last broadcast. I said, I'm tired of the narrative that he's a slow runner. He's a very good base runner, and he's not slow. He is not slow.
Is he faster than Alec Bohm?
Yes.
Is he faster than Ohtani, who's the only person in front of him for MVP?
That dude can roll.
So, Ben, it is amazing,
Ohtani,
man.
Ohtani had 54 steals last year or whatever.
Yeah, I'm joking around. It is incredible, though, that he really has entered the MVP race and isn't signed for next year. And Ben, I've been the guy saying you don't have to rush to sign him because I want to see the way this thing plays out. Look, he's going to get a bigger deal 4 years older than the deal he got last time. So the last one was, what, 4 years, $79
million. Yeah.
And this one's going to be bigger, and it will be fascinating. And look, he'll probably be back, but I don't know, Ben. I don't know.
Neither do I. I sure hope he's back. Like, I was talking, I picked my 11-year-old up from practice last night from football, and we're driving back, and the first thing he said to me was how tired he was, and the second thing he said was, did the Phillies sign Schwarber yet? Like, true. Seriously, because that's his guy.
Yeah.
And it's my guy. I love the guy. But the price tag keeps going up. It keeps going up. And this guy can do no wrong. What he does on the field, what he does in the clubhouse, what he does in the community, the price tag keeps going up.
So where is he in your favorite fills ever? Because I know you had him
top,
around five.
He's
is
top.
He,
he's, I think he's,
is he top
I think,
three?
I think he's up to four now.
Ben, who do you pass?
I don't want to say.
Ben, is it possible that the Phillies are doing what we know that the Eagles did during their Super Bowl season? They know that they've got a great chance at taking it to the postseason and beyond. So they sort of have to lay off the contract talks. They don't want to create that distraction with the guys. I don't know how baseball works. I know that happened last year to a bunch of the guys on the Eagles.
John, I think the bigger issue now is if you're Schwarber and you're 2 months away from having 29 other teams bid
and
for you.
20 more home runs.
Now you just wait.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it short of being bowled over with some just offer that's so ridiculous, why would he sign now?
Yeah.
I mean, get the Yankees bidding. Get the Red Sox bidding. Get the Cubs bidding. Yeah, get the Dodgers bidding. Get them all bidding.
Yeah, this is obviously a,
I mean, team, he's close.
A team sport, but this is – you're talking about – he already has it, but talk about generational wealth that
for
he's
sure.
coming into. And, at you know – you got to look out for yourself and your family at some point.
Yeah.
And as much as you love a city, as much as you love the ball club, you got to look out for yourself.
And the other thing, John, I'd say where it's so different than football, I think part of what Joe Banner did here and how he's done, and they have both done a great job setting the template for signing guys before they come up to deals normally. Part of it is, like, you know, John, in football, the whole career can change in one play. And while that can happen in baseball, it happens so much less frequently. And so I think the players under contract are so much less motivated to give up the right to get to free agency. Because Kyle Schwarber knows, short of, you know, some ridiculous, you know, step on a base and the ankle turns, the knee turns, and your whole thing changes, you know, he's probably going to be healthy next April. And he's going to be healthy in November. And he's going to get a big old deal. And he'll get all the other teams bidding. Look, it's an amazing storyline, though, what he's done. He is in second right now. In the MVP race from an odd standpoint. We'll get you all the details of that because right now it looks like him and Ohtani, which is pretty freaking cool. All right, to the phones we go, 215-592-9494. By the way, Ben, you fired up for the Eagles, man? I mean, did you know before driving in today when you heard me say it? 30 days.
I know.
30 days from this thing getting real. I don't mean 2 days from now preseason real. I mean real, real.
Yeah.
Eagles, Cowboys, Lombardi right Trophy corner. 2 out there.
Right around the corner. It's
Jalen versus Dak.
I know.
Right? It's great.
And Michael Parsons maybe will play. I don't know.
So sad. So sad.
I don't
so
know
sad.
If I want to play.
Let's call it Micah Parsons versus the Cowboys.
What a joke.
Let's go to the phones. Gary in Whitehall. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Gary.
Hey, Joe. Good luck tomorrow, buddy.
Thanks, pal. Make sure you call into Fritz from 2 to 6 and give him that. Listen, right, I'm going to remain the humble hammer. I'll just say this. I think there's a better chance he'll need the luck than me. You know what I'm saying?
Joe, as much as I like to call that show between 2 and 6, that's my beauty rest time, and I wouldn't even give him a minute of my time.
So. Okay, fair enough. Gary, obviously I want to win tomorrow, but I'd also like to make a statement. I'd like to make a statement to the world where people – thought at the beginning of this I had no shot, and many people thought I would not win one competition. Goal number one tomorrow is to win tomorrow. Goal number two tomorrow, make a statement and try to convince people as we come down the stretch that the hammer really will do this, because I think I will.
Make sure you stretch and hydrate.
Oh, I believe me. I stretch quite a bit, man. I stretch every day.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, John Middleton better get that blank check out for Schwarber, because if they don't re-sign him, I don't know what's going to happen to that Citizens Bank Park, because it could get ugly. So
who would be the last player you guys would say a Philadelphia team lost that was this good? Because he's better than Milton Williams. No, I'm serious. Who's the last?
Lost or traded?
Lost as a free agent. Because LeSean was traded. Seltzer, who's the last
a free agent?
Last time
Doc
Reggie?
Was traded.
Doc wasn't as good as this in 08.
Yeah.
Reggie?
Reggie for sure. So Reggie was better.
Charles?
Charles was traded.
Traded, yeah.
So Reggie in 92 certainly would be better than Schwarber. You know, we might be missing someone, but we might not.
That's a great question.
Someone help us on that one.
Forsberg?
Forsberg was he was old. He just wasn't that good. Someone help us. 215-592-9494. Is there a player since Reggie White that has left as a free agent that is better than Kyle Schwarber?
I'm going to say no.
I mean, Trot was really, really good, and that was a funky thing with the franchise tag. That was 01. I don't know. It might be Schwarber since Reggie.
Yeah.
Man, Kyle Schwarber is
which
so...
Is saying something.
There's so much that goes into Kyle Schwarber, too, like off the field, like the community give back, like the investment, just all the projects you see him doing. Man, this guy is immersed.
Look, you're proud to have him as a Philadelphia athlete, and you're proud to have him as a Philadelphia guy. Gary, give me an answer. Who's a rascal?
All right, now before that, though, with this weekend and that signing of Duran, with this pitching staff, right now, I'm telling you, I feel really good about going into Red October. This is really looking good, and if they can just keep it up, I know we got some time left to go there, but it's looking promising.
Listen, Gary, two things. One, they're going to have about three more downturns between now and October 1st. In which people jump off, and two, it's all going to come down to how they play in October. And what they're showing right now is they can play elite baseball, and if they do that for 3.5-4 weeks in October, they can win the World Series. Gary, give me an answer. Who's a rascal?
All right, first thing, beat Jack Dad tomorrow, and I'm going to go with Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace, wow.
Man, that's a good one.
Great
wow,
answer.
That is a big answer. 215-592-9494. If someone has a name, best free agent that the Philadelphia sports team lost since Reggie White, knowing that Kyle Schwarber could be out the door. Hit us up. Who are we forgetting about? Also, the home runs yesterday, incredible. If you missed them, how it sounded with Scott Fransky on the call. Vic Fangio, something he said yesterday about Jahad Campbell. Saquon on trying to get under the skin of people, something that some say I've applied to the Fritz thing. And also the MVP odds and stats. For Schwarber and Ohtani, we'll get to that as well. From training camp today with Ben Davis with us on 94 WIP.
Summer may really feel like it's flying by, but if you've been putting off replacing your windows, you just got to know it's still going to be hot for a couple more months. So take advantage of Window Nation's biggest sale of the summer. It is a deal you cannot afford to miss if you have old drafty windows.
And Window Nation is backed by an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau with over 45,000 five-star reviews. They have over 1,500 styles, too. So you can find the perfect windows to make your home beautiful, all protected by a lifetime warranty.
Their quality control, it is unmatched. Every window goes through a 50-point factory inspection and another 20-point inspection at your home. Their crew leaders average over a decade of experience, so you know the job is going to be done right the first time.
Now is the time to act. Through August 31st, get 50% off and pay absolutely nothing until 2027. That's zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for 2 years. Schedule your free estimate at windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION.
It swung on crust, and that is the first hit for Harrison Bader. It's a three-run home run. Straight away left field. Bader rounding between second and third. Puts his hands out to his sides and looks skyward. Harrison Bader's 13th of the year. No doubt about it. He crushed it.
Yeah, that was a cool moment. Real cool moment. You could tell he was pumped up. That guy looks like he's got a lot of exuberance. If he plays well, I mean, Ben, if he plays well, he's the kind of guy we're going to love.
Love him.
Right? Yeah, he's got that thing.
He's got that thing, no doubt.
Whatever that thing is called, he's got that thing that if he plays well, people will love him. We broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex. It's all part of Champ Camp. It's driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Eagles have a game in 2 days, preseason game number one. Real game number one is in 30 days. Yesterday we crossed the one-month mark. September 4th is the date. Eagles-Cowboys at the link. We look forward to it all. 215-592-9494. We also look forward to tennis. That's tomorrow. Me and Fritz, tomorrow, tennis, FDR Park. Be there if you can, 11:30 tomorrow, FDR Park. Obviously, we wanted to get it in this week. There's been a delay. We do feel bad about that, and we look to rectify it with tennis tomorrow. God, no rain tomorrow, all right?
It doesn't look like it.
Well, that's why I would pick Wednesday. We don't want 100 degrees, and we don't want rain. Although, Seltzer, I will say if it's 100 degrees, we have no choice but to play. I mean, enough, right?
Oh, yeah. 84. Without a doubt.
As Peter Laviolette once said, enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
Just start playing, period, I think it is.
Thank you, James.
All right, question for you, then right back to the phones. I was down the shore this weekend. I noticed something. I want to see if you guys can get it, if not a caller. I noticed something that there are five times more of than there were 10 years ago.
Seagulls.
Golf carts.
Say it again, Ray.
Golf carts.
Bingo. Bingo. Bingo.
They're huge.
Rhea, they're everywhere.
It's insane.
Golf cart. People just drive down the street in a freaking golf cart. Yeah.
It's easy to get stuff to the beach.
I'm trying to figure out. So here's the conundrum. When the golf cart's coming by, do you treat them like a car or a walker? So if you're on a regular street, the walker, you know, someone's walking by, you're supposed to stop, let the person through. Person comes in a car, unless they have the right of way, you have the right of way.
They have the same the same rules.
As cars.
Same rules as the car, right?
Yeah, they have to stop.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, sometimes I'm like, because you got these small little golf carts. Like, what are you doing here, man? Anyway, golf carts everywhere.
No, they're crazy. They're easy. And they're even in my town in Tuckerton, which doesn't have a beach. It's a bay. I mean, I'm going, where are you going in the golf cart? You're not taking stuff to the beach.
It is the thing. All right, if you can, come on out tomorrow, me versus Fritz. Ben, who's going to win, me and Fritz tomorrow at tennis? Gut feeling.
Gut feeling, Jack.
Wow.
Why?
I mean, no offense.
No. Listen, if I haven't taken offense yet, I'm not going to take offense.
I think he's...
People have told me I'm a turd that's got no shot to win any.
Joe would be in big trouble then if he loses this.
I would be in big trouble.
He's younger, obviously. He's more athletic.
But he's not.
Well...
That was the whole point.
I think he'll be better laterally.
Let me just say this. He probably will be better at that. Ben, let me just say this. The athlete is comprised of the athleticism, how much you move left to right, jump high, all that stuff, right? But it's also the brain, and it's the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I give him credit for what he did in baseball.
I admire your confidence. I honestly do. I look you straight in the eye. I admire your confidence.
It. Thanks, man.
That can go a long way.
I am so deep in the lab preparing, I can't even begin to tell you. Seltzer, he's not preparing the way I am, right?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. No one does.
And that's part of it also. He's got a lot of that Jahlil Okafor thing in him. Sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not. He's got the phones. And by the way, that's not being haughty hammer. That's just being talk show host hammer who has to evaluate an athlete and give an opinion. My opinion of Jack is there is natural athleticism there, but I don't think he's honed the skill.
We've heard haughty hammer and humble hammer today.
Hard to fathom.
All right, Phil's got a great win last night. Great job by Schwarber. He's big time in the MVP race. We'll go through the numbers of him and Ohtani and how that's sized up right now. And some Jahad Campbell stuff to do with you. All of it on the phone lines. Let's get to Matthew. Matthew, good morning, pal.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great,
I'm
Matthew.
I'm excited for tennis, I'll tell you that. I'm excited for the Eagles, and I'm excited for the Phils. So put it another way, in Philadelphia sports terms, 3 out of 5 ain't bad.
Yes, sir. I'm very, very excited for the Eagles coming back soon, and I'm starting to get pretty excited for the Phillies. I'm trying not to let them, you know, trick me again, but it's hard not to get excited for them. I love my baseball team.
Of course. And you love when your team has a legitimate shot to play in October, make a deep run in October, and win it all in October. And this team has a shot for all three. And by the way, if you're older than like 4, you know that a lot of Phillies years, you know, haven't been like that. So this is pretty cool.
Yes, sir. It's very exciting. I just, you know, like we keep saying, I hope that they just stay focused because it's going to be a long August, a long September until October even starts. So just stay focused, stay prepared for the whole long haul of August. And I think we should be having a fun October, hopefully.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think the dog days will be made easier by great starting pitching. I mean, those days can get long, and the reality is the Phillies go out there with a good to great starting pitcher almost every night, and that really helps.
Yes, and then they finally have a shutdown, lockdown, give me the ball in the ninth inning closer.
Sure do.
Yeah,
sure
that
do.
Is all.
Matthew, give me a Rascal, buddy. You can win Linkin Park tickets. Who was a Rascal?
I was thinking this movie's a little bit before my time, but it's one of my favorites as a kid in Roger Rabbit.
That's a great answer.
Good one.
Good answer, Matthew. Roger Rabbit, another good answer. I like this out of the gate. I also like that the Eagles have Jahad Campbell, and I like the versatility that he brings to the table. That's part of our Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One Owner. Pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, which position do you think Jahad Campbell will play more this season? Will it be edge rusher or linebacker? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. John, what do you think he's going to play more? Which of those two? Inside linebacker or edge? Where does he play more this year?
I think it's so much more inside. And edge on occasion, if at all. Early.
Well, for the season. And when you say early, you mean this season? I mean, I'm not talking game one. I'm saying for the 17 games plus any playoff games, you think he plays inside more?
Yes, yeah. And when you net it all out, I think by the end of the season, maybe he'll get a few more reps sneaking his way to the edge or finding his way into a joker spot where he could be a little bit of anywhere.
Sure.
But I think early on, yeah, inside, probably 90% of the time he's playing.
Let's listen to something that Vic Fangio said yesterday. It was interesting in a couple of ways. He was asked about Jahad Campbell and reps at edge and what he's seen reps at edge, and you almost always get an interesting answer from Fangio. This was certainly one of them. Here's what he said about Jahad Campbell.
Yeah, he needs a lot of work at it. Again, that's going back to the previous question. You know, that's adding thing to his plate right now. And in defense of him, he hadn't been coached up enough to be on the edge and play the way we want to play. So, you know, part of that's him being overloaded. Part of that's us not getting him ready, which is just a product of lack of time and lack of reps.
So let me ask this question. If, to John, your point, what you said, and sort of following the trail of what Vic Fangio said, if he is inside linebacker guy, who's my third edge rusher? I got Nolan Smith, I got Jalix Hunt, and then I got the other guys. Who's the number one of the other guys? Is it the dude from the Giants?
That's a major...
Because that's an important spot in pro football. That's Chris Long's position. That's Brandon Graham's position last year. Who's my third defensive end?
That's the big question.
That's a big question mark is what it is.
It's that Ogbo Okoronkwo. It's Azeez Ojulari. It's Josh Uche. It's guys who've come in here from other teams who have, you know, some experience under their belts, but not a ton of it.
Right.
And that's where we say it's Oshon Mathis, number 45. He caught my eye yesterday for the first time.
Those are the guys you want to see in the preseason game on Thursday night. Look, Ray, you know the deal. You're not going to see a bunch of these guys, meaning, you know, the Saquons and the Hurts and the A.J. Browns.
But I think defensively you'll see a lot more defensive players.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's his way. And he's got to see what these guys like in game situations because they're so young.
And by the way, I actually think any defensive coordinator, because I agree with you, it's his way. He plays more, you know, he plays guys more than offensive side Sirianni. But I think any defensive coordinator with this many
new people
and unknowns and young guys, and they got to prove it. Like, I mean, that's the one aspect on Thursday night I am looking forward to watching because again, think about the two times they've won the Super Bowl. Chris Long was the third defensive end in 2017. Brandon Graham was the third defensive end in 2024. I mean, Ben, you know, they were massive contributors.
Huge. And
we're talking about guys that most of us have, like, never seen play. Like, who's that guy?
Flying under the radar. Yeah. But they were major contributors.
Major.
Big time.
Uche.
Yeah.
Uche. Uche, I believe in you, buddy. 2-1. You're the new Duran. You're going to make all the difference in the world. Hey, Ross Tucker on the Eagles coming up in 10 minutes. We love talking to Ross. Ross will be with us in 10 minutes on the program. Let's get to Anthony right now in New Jersey. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, team? How you doing? Johnny Hendricks, what's going on, man?
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Ben Davis, what's going on, man? What you picking against my man Joe tomorrow, man? How about that?
I'm just trying to be honest. That's all. Listen, I don't know. I have no horse in this race.
All right, Ben,
let
me ask you this question, Ben. If I win the overall competition, mm-hmm. if I win 3 out of 5 or more, mm-hmm. will you say on WIP, Joe DeCamera is a better athlete than Jack Fritz?
100%.
Thank you.
100%.
Anthony, will Fritz, if I win 3 of 5, Anthony, will Fritz say it?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Man, he's not going to tell you that you're the better man. He's a coward.
Wow.
Jeez.
He didn't even want to release the video. You had to force him to do that.
Yeah.
And maybe his mommy Spike told him to release it, that it wasn't so bad, that maybe he'll win a competition and they forget about it.
Well, you know, Anthony, you touched on something interesting. So obviously goal number one for me is to win this overall thing. But one of my main goals is I do want to put some hair on his chest. And I want to teach him how to bounce back from adversity. And look, I thought he took a step with that in the baseball. Like, I want to get him a little more toughened up for life.
Right.
And so, you know, that's one of my goals. And by winning, obviously. By winning, then hopefully winning, yeah. He comes back a stronger man.
That's noble of you.
I mean, yeah.
Nobody hit as hard as life is going to hit, Joe.
That's right.
Nobody is going to hit as hard as life, man.
Got to hit back. That's how winning is done.
That's how winning. Hey, Joe, man, once you win tomorrow, man, put your hand in his head, man. Shake his head. Give him a good old
nugget. I'll shake his hand before and after. Before
give
and after.
Give him a good old nugget.
I got Anthony, can you be there tomorrow, 11:30 FDR Park, or do you got to work?
I'm going to try to, Joe. I'm going to try to, man. No guarantees, but I'm going to try to.
Now, Anthony, I got to tell you, there's only one thing, because we got all the rules set, one set, the whole deal. There's only one thing we really do have to figure out, and you're my biggest... I'm going to be honest with you, Anthony. You and I got nothing but love. My biggest concern are the viewers, the spectators allowed to call out during the point or not? In tennis, you're not supposed to. So ideally, people wouldn't call out. Now, there's also something to be said for we can't control a couple hundred people, so maybe we should just let them scream out the whole time, but that's not the tennis way. Seltzer, do you have a solution for this? Because if, like, Anthony Bobon's Fritz in the middle of his serve, right, that's not cool unless it's just, like, allowed. So, James, what's the
protocol here? I don't know how you police it. What, are we going to go around to, like, every person who yells, like, stop it, shut up, no yelling?
Well, I would hope,
like,
there would be peer pressure amongst the spectators to...
Yeah, you would hope people would act the way they're supposed to act. But
Ben,
you know,
what's the solution here? We either allow all crowd noise at all times.
Hey, you're in South Philly, for goodness sake.
I mean, listen, I'm fine if they want to scream the whole time, but I know that's not the tennis way. What do we do, Ben?
I think South Philly is synonymous with Wimbledon. So I would imagine it would be a perfect working environment.
Anthony, I only want you to say something if it's allowed. That's the one thing we have to figure out. So, just know that, buddy.
Can I put out a public disclaimer?
Yes.
Just for everybody that is listening. FYI, the Phillies play tomorrow at 12:35.
That's right.
So, if you're playing at 11:30, just give yourself some time due to
traffic.
Oh, for
goodness sakes, Joe. Didn't you plan this?
What is going on here? Really?
I'm just saying.
No, he's not ripping us. He's saying the Phillies traffic might not be able to get here because so many thousands will be here for tennis. That's what Ben Davis just said. Hey, Anthony, give me a rascal. Who's a rascal, buddy?
Hey, a rascal, man. I'm going to go with Bart Simpson.
Ooh, that's another good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
We're getting great answers. Great answers. Right, speaking of answers, Saquon Barkley gave an answer yesterday about trying to get under someone's skin. Although, candidly, I will say, I think this is a little different than the me and Fritz thing. I think he's maybe more talking about teammates. You got to follow the trail here. Getting under – some have accused me of trying to get under Fritz's skin or – actually getting under Fritz's skin. Let's listen to Saquon yesterday.
What's the key to really getting under a guy's skin? Really get?
I think just kind of taking it to the limit but never passing it. That's how I feel. You know each other pretty well. You also find things when you're doing, talking trash here, what makes people tick. So there's moments and times and during season where, you know, Reed might need me to step up, and he knows something that can fire me up. We might need a little more from JC, and I know something that can fire him up. So you get to learn a lot about each other, and it's fun, and it helps you. It makes the day go by a lot faster, to be honest.
So he's talking about teammates, and obviously motivating teammates and having vibe with teammates through a long year. James, tell me if these statements are true about the tennis thing. I have gotten under – I mean, not the tennis thing, the overall Jack and me thing. I have gotten under Fritz's skin. He has not gotten under my skin. True?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, 1,000%. I got some tricks up my sleeve, boys and girls. Be there tomorrow, FDR Park. We hope to see you at 11:30 for the tennis competition. Phil's got a great win last night. Let's hear how it sounded. It was home run derby at Citizens Bank Park. It was cool. It was Bryce early, then a lull, and then a freaking barrage. Let's listen.
And a swing and a drive. This is well hit towards the angled wall. Going back, Carlson looking up, and it's gone. And it's a home run for Harper over the State Farm sign to the left of dead center. Blasted deep right field, and that is going to tie the ball game way up into the second deck as Kyle Schwarber hits his 39th home run of the season. And man, did he ever. And it's swung on, crushed, and that is the first hit for Harrison Bader. It's a three-run home run, straightaway left field. Swung on, belted, high and deep, and it's another grand slam for Kyle Schwarber. And what a way to hit number 40 on the season. 11-3 Phillies. Schwarber with his second of the night. Back looking up, and that's gone. Back of the bullpen for Edmundo Sosa, his third hit of the night.
Crushed.
Deep left field. Westberg's out of room. Back to back. Sosa and Wilson tacking on in the bottom of the eighth, and it's 13-3.
That was unbelievable last night. One of the more fun games of the year. Obviously, Schwarber doing incredible things. MVP race for Kyle Schwarber. We'll go inside the odds and the numbers of him and Ohtani. It sized up pretty interesting. We'll get to that shortly. Ross Tucker in a couple minutes as well. Ben, I said it earlier. It's not, factually true to say Duran has changed everything, but it feels like he's changed
everything.
It sure
feels like,
right?
It. Yeah, it does. It's like this. It's no longer 27 outs. It's a 24-out game. That's what it feels like to me.
And also just the vibe of confidence and fun. Like it had gotten a little
stale.
Like the Stott thing is one of the more fun things over the last 3 or 4 years, Ray. When he comes to the plate, that was fun. But when he's hitting 230.
Yeah, it doesn't hit as much.
You can't vibe with that.
No.
Right.
You got to. Anyway, it's been a really cool last couple days for the Phils. And kudos to Dombrowski for forgetting, Duran and not giving up one of the main three prospects. Now, look, they gave up
a really
good catcher. But to keep those main three,
huge.
Ben?
It's huge. And I said it from Jump Street. The fact that they were to get him for Abel and maybe a good catcher one day, you don't know that. What is a kid? What, Ty was 19 years old? Like, this is a huge deal. And to have control over Duran for that many years after this year is huge.
Last time the Phillies made a trade like that was for JT.
It's huge.
Traded Sixto Sanchez, who did nothing, and JT has been a stud. Let's go to the phones. Ross Tucker shortly with us. Joe in Mayfair right now. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Good luck to you tomorrow, Joe.
Thanks, pal. Can you be there?
No, I am in Iowa right now. I am in Caitlin Clark Old Country working, but good luck.
It's Cooper DeGene country, actually.
It's Field of Dreams country, actually, but okay.
Almost the biggest star, but yeah, of course. It is exciting to watch the Phillies, though, even though I know they're going to, I'm that person who believes they're just going to keep fishing in October. And, when you have two of those five games in a best of five where your lineup's not going to show up, you really have to depend on the starting pitching, and you're just hoping Schwarber or Harper come up big in a moment. It's to do that every single series is tough to do. This lineup doesn't get hot for 8 out of 10 games at a time. It's like a couple players, and you can't win playoff baseball like that, but it is exciting. Schwarber, to me, the run that he's on in July and August is, similar to Ryan Howard days. And, the last player that we lost as a free agent that had a great season before that was Jason Worth in 92, I believe, when he had an OPS of 915.
Yeah, you mean 09, but yeah, he would be
09.
Up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a 7-year 126 deal, I think, with Washington. We lost him to, but other than that, no. I mean, Schwarber's got to stay. I mean,
And I would say Schwarber better than Worth, and that's a lot of respect due to Worth, who was a very all-around
100%.
Player. But I would say Schwarber better than Worth. If you're just tuning in, we were trying to figure out, is Schwarber the best pending free agent that could be lost? Like since Reggie White.
He's an MVP candidate, so he's got to be.
I think there's a really good chance of that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting for the Eagles. I'm concerned with A.J. Brown's lingering hamstring injury. I hope they go out and get some veteran to at least bring in here for that. But it is exciting for the young defense. They're hungry.
Yeah.
They built off of last year. It's.
By the way, I'll put it this way, because Reggie over Schwarber, but I'm thinking now Seth Joyner in 93. Eric Allen in 94. So I'd probably say best since Seth and Eric, 93, 94, would be my sense of what Schwarber is, if they were to lose him, what it would be comparable to.
God, I hope it doesn't come to that.
Right.
It's going to cost him a lot more money.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, if they signed him earlier this year, they might have saved themselves $30 to $50 million. Hey, Joe, I want to get to Ross, my man. Give me an answer. Who's a rascal?
Well, you look at his face all the time when he makes that smirk, and it only happens in December. I'm definitely going to go with the Grinch.
The Grinch.
Is he past rascal?
Yeah, bad guy.
Until he's a good guy, he's a bad guy.
Not a rascal.
Too far past.
A little bit, because Joe is right. You do see the smirk in the classic Grinch show, but bad guy. More bad guy than fooling around.
Mean.
Yeah, mean.
Is not rascally.
Correct.
Yeah, no.
Mean is too far.
Yep, I agree with that. All right, best answer for who's a rascal wins the Linkin Park's tickets today. All right, let's talk to Ross Tucker. He's obviously going to be guest on our show all through the football season. We love dialing Ross up, particularly when he takes center stage on Thursday night. I tell you, Ross's commentary is going to be more interesting than the players in the fourth quarter. That's just my opinion. But the Eagles have a preseason game coming up in 2 days. You'll hear Ross on the call. Of course, all part of the – he's also got the Ross Tucker football podcast and the multimedia star that he is. And he joins us as we broadcast in the NovaCare Complex this morning. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Joe. How are you? I'm fired
good.
Up, man.
Are you, Ross Tucker, ready for some football?
Yeah. I mean, I've been waiting for this. You know I live for this. I grew up around here. It's like a dream to do these games, have that Eagles mic flag. I'll be in Pottstown tomorrow night at Soul Joel's doing a live show, talking to Eagles fans there, hopefully meeting as many of them as possible. And then Thursday night, man, supposedly, by the way, Joe, the Bengals are going to play their starters some.
Ooh.
Because they've been getting off to slow starts.
Ooh.
There's a lot of talk of the Bengals playing Joe Burrow and their starters more this preseason. So we'll see if that's game one or not. But, man, you know, with all the cornerback competition, Adoree Jackson and Kelee Ringo, I would expect both those guys to play a decent amount. That would be amazing if they could go against Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins for a couple series.
Man. That'll certainly give Fangio and Howie and Sirianni some insight. So how do you think that spot sizes up, Ross? And, of course, the Eagles made a trade last night acquiring a younger dude who has started some games in the league. What do you make of that spot?
Well, and let me start with that, Joe, because I actually called two Raiders games last year for CBS with Tom McCarthy. It was the Browns game and the Dolphins game. He's good. Ja'Corian Bennett is good. He played well for them last year. Now, he did have, you know, I think he only played 10 or 11 games. Then he had to have surgery for a torn labrum in his shoulder. So you can look at it and say, well, he's coming off a shoulder surgery. Or you can say, well, wait a minute, he was playing pretty well even though he had a messed up shoulder. I think Howie, once again, kind of took advantage of two things here, Joe. Number one, new coaching staff with the Raiders, right? So they want their own guys. They want their own type of guys. Pete Carroll likes bigger corners. Ja'Corian Bennett is a smaller 4-3, 140 lightning fast corner. More like an Isaiah Rogers type, who the Eagles lost, by the way. So I think the Eagles took advantage of that. Plus, you know, with the Raiders having this whole fiasco with Christian Wilkins and releasing him, they're kind of desperate for a D tackle. So even if the Eagles didn't make this trade, I guess I would have said to you, I'm a little surprised that the Raiders couldn't get more than Thomas Booker for Ja'Corian Bennett, a guy in his third year that showed some real promise as a starting corner last year. So now what I really like about it, by the way, they didn't get Dotson until after the last preseason game last year. And if you notice, it just didn't feel like Hurts totally trusted Dotson. It's hard, I feel like, to insert a guy at certain positions if they haven't really had any offseason, any practice. I'm glad Howie did this now so that Bennett gets all of the joint practices against the Browns last week, multiple preseason games. They're actually giving Bennett a real chance to compete against Adoree Jackson, Kelee Ringo, and kind of throw his hat in the ring, so to speak.
So, Ross, I just want to be clear. The way you view this, I want to be sure it's the same way that I view it. Ja'Corian Bennett was essentially brought in to compete for the opposite cornerback spot from Quinyon Mitchell, correct? The outside cornerback spot, opposite number 27, and he's competing with Dory Jackson and actually Eli Ricks was mentioned yesterday by Vic Fangio. Also, Keely Ringo, Dory Jackson, Eli Ricks, and now Jacorian Bennett. Those are essentially, in your eyes, the four who are competing to line up opposite Quinyon?
Yeah, and I would say Ricks is probably, John, just based on the reps they're getting at camp, Ricks is probably a long shot. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's done some really good things at camp, but he's not mixing in with the ones that much. It's been primarily Dory Jackson and Ringo, so that would surprise me. I mean, it could happen, but yeah. Ricks would have to jump them. I think the Eagles looked at it like, we've got two guys competing, they're similar, why not get another young guy who's making the third year minimum, and we have him under contract for 2 years. Remember, Dory Jackson's only on a one-year deal. Why not bring him in, throw him in the mix? Maybe he's better than Ringo and Dory Jackson. And by the way, even if he's not, you can't forget that the Eagles lost three corners.
Yeah.
Darius Slay, Isaiah Rodgers, and Avante Maddox. So the Eagles lost, what, three of their top five or six corners last year? So even if Bennett, you know, can't rally in time to earn a starting job, if one of those guys goes down, man, they'll feel a lot yeah. better about the fact that one of the guys they can plug in is Bennett.
Ross, let's talk D-line and edge. You know, we were talking earlier how Chris Long in 2017 was the third edge rusher. Brandon Graham was the third edge rusher last year. Both had massive impacts on the team winning.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Who's that? So... Thursday night, who are the guys under focus, you know, thinking that Nolan Smith and maybe Jelix Hunt doesn't play? We'll say. Who are you looking at there at a very key spot that's going to get a lot of snaps this season?
Well, and I was listening earlier, Joe, and I agree 100%. The third and fourth edge rusher positions are really, really important. I mean, think over the years of the guys the Eagles have had, the Vinnie Currys, right? Like the Brandon Graham at times, like last year. Those guys play a lot of snaps. I mean, your third edge guy is probably playing close to 30 snaps. Your fourth guy is probably playing 20 snaps. Those are valuable snaps. And what's interesting is the Eagles are able to get all these guys to come here because they all saw how Josh Sweat and Milton Williams got paid in the offseason, and they all want to take their shot at having a big year and getting a chance to go elsewhere for big money. So I love what the Eagles have done. They have three guys that have shown they can do it, right? So Josh Uche, number zero, he had 11.5 sacks in 2022. So we don't need to guess whether or not he can do it. He can do it. The question is, can he do it again? Can he do it for the Eagles this year? Azeez Ojulari, three out of his 4 years with the Giants, he had at least 5 sacks. That's a good number, Joe. If you're getting a third and fourth edge rusher, if they're having more than 5 sacks, you are very happy about that. I think he had 5.5 in maybe 11 games last year. He's just gotten hurt a lot. And Okoronkwo got a pretty good deal from the Browns a couple years ago because he had 5.5 sacks for the Texans in spot duty. So my guess, Joe, is one of these guys during the preseason really emerges and is clearly the number three guy. Another guy is good enough that they're the fourth guy, and then they probably get rid of the other guy, would be my guess out of those three guys. But that's why they brought three guys in there, because you don't really know which one is going to get hot and which one's going to show that they can step up and be the number three guy.
Ross, what's the likelihood that Cooper DeJean ends up playing safety this year instead of cornerback?
Well, so I think, especially now, Joe, with this trade for Bennett, it seems very likely. I have not seen or heard from other people at practice of Cooper playing corner in base. Now, remember, they don't play a lot of base. They're like a 95% nickel defense. He's going to be the nickel back when they're in nickel. But they do play some base, somewhere between 5 to 10%. He has only been at safety. So it seems pretty clear that in the base defense, Cooper is going to be at safety. And I think the reason for that is because when you're in base, you're kind of expecting run. You're kind of expecting play action. Cooper is awesome pretty much at everything, as far as I can gather. I mean, the guy is just that guy. So you don't want to put him in base out at outside corner where he doesn't really do much. I think they're putting him at safety for base defense. They want him in the mix, right? If it's a run, they want him to come in and make the tackle. If it's play action pass, they have faith that he'll be able to, you know, read it and make the coverage. I never thought of this until Vic mentioned it. Maybe it was OTAs or minicamp. I actually think it's genius because in the middle of the field, he'll be unblocked. He'll be a free player. He is going to make a couple plays as a safety in base defense this year that, to be honest, I'm not sure if Sidney Brown or Makuba would make.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I mean, I don't think they can. I agree with that, Ross. Ross, if you are Nick Sirianni, first off, you'd be making more money. No,
that's
offense,
for sure.
We'd all be making more money.
None taken.
All right, so, Ross, if you're Nick Sirianni, would you play Jalen Hurts for a series at any point in the preseason?
Not unless he really, really wants to. You know, it's funny because there are some guys, and I've spoken to them, that they don't want the first game to be their first kind of live action going through it. And even if you just give him one series, Joe, and it's handoffs and quick passing game, you know, get the ball out quick, I have no problem with that. The flip side is the other side of the argument would be like, really? Like those six plays make a difference? Like those six plays are the difference between him being ready or not?
Right.
So on some level, it kind of depends on the guy. I don't think we will see him. And I think in particular with Petullo being the new offensive coordinator and assuming the system is very similar, might have made a little bit more sense last year with Kellen Moore and more or less a different system. But I would be surprised if we see Hurts. Now, the flip side is I think we're going to see a lot of these guys on defense because, number one, Vic Fangio wants them to play. And number two, not only are there a lot of young guys, I mean, they got one of the youngest defenses in the NFL, but they have legitimate competition at linebacker next to Bond, at, you know, cornerback across from Quinyon Mitchell, at safety in nickel, right, when Cooper goes to nickelback, whether it's Sidney Brown or Makuba. I feel like it's rare for a team that was as good as the Eagles last year, as dominant as they were, to have three legitimate starting positions up for grabs, and then clearly the third and fourth edge rusher, you know, now especially with Booker being traded, now all the backup D-line snaps are available. So when you're watching the Eagles, you're really going to be watching Thursday night. Here's what you need to watch, okay? How does McKee do knowing he's one play away from being the starting cornerback for the Philadelphia Eagles? How does Shipley do knowing he's one play away of having to carry the load as the running back? Does A.J. Dillon have anything?
Right.
Watching Steen at right guard. But in particular, there's a whole lot to watch when the Eagles are on defense.
Ross, with a Super Bowl caliber roster, knowing that Jalen could go down, we saw it in 91 with Randall, would you trade McKee for a second round pick?
Tanner McKee?
Yeah.
No, I would not. No, I think if it were last year, I would have traded like a Pickett or potentially a McKee for a second round pick, but not now because the guys you have now, McCord and Dorian Thompson Robinson, you don't have any faith in them right now that they can go in and play at a really high level. They need to prove that this preseason. Maybe they could go out and get some vet, but all McKee's ever done is play well. And so I don't think I would. I mean, maybe a high second round pick, but that would be a move. If Howie would even consider that, right, he would make sure he got a backup that he feels really good about, because Hurts has gotten hurt every year, right? He's missed at least one game, I think, every year and come out of others. That backup spot is very important, and Tanner is cost-controlled for two more years. So the Eagles have historically paid, you know, $5 to $8 million for a backup quarterback. McKee is making the third year minimum. So he's giving you a lot of value this year and next, being what we think is a very solid backup quarterback playing for the league minimum.
Russ, I was really impressed watching the one-on-one pass rush yesterday with Tyler Steen, the guard who I thought was a much better run blocker than pass protector initially, you know, when he first got here. That must have changed a lot because he looked so light on his feet. He looked so powerful with his punch. He looked so confident as a pass protector yesterday against anyone that they put him up against. I was blown away at Tyler Steen. And Tyler Steen, I knew he could do the run blocking and moving people out of the way thing, but man, just looks so much more complete than I expected. What do you make of the way he looks, and what do you make of what we have in our new right guard?
Well, they need him to be, right? And he should be a pass protector starting at left tackle at Vanderbilt and Alabama. And I think that's part of why this has taken him a couple years. You know, if you've only really played left tackle in college, and then not only are they moving you inside, they're bumping you to the other side. So it's a different stance, different hand down. It's almost like brushing, you know, I know Mailata has used a more colorful reference, but it's almost like brushing your teeth with your other hand. You can do it, but man, it feels weird unless you do it for a while. Well, it's been a while now for Steen at right guard. I would expect him to play pretty well. You know, I've noticed actually, John, some more issues at times in the run game. you know, where he can kind of get knocked off of blocks or knocked off balance a little bit. But it's year three. They've been grooming him for this. The time is now. I'm hoping this is sort of like an Isaac Seumalo thing. Remember, guys, Seumalo, I think, got benched a couple times, and they had to put Wisniewski in there.
Yeah.
It took Seumalo, I think, until year three to be ready to actually be a full-time starter. Let's hope that's the case with Steen, because, again, he's a guy not making a ton of money. And to be honest with you, they kind of need that, because everybody else – on the offensive line makes a lot of money.
Sure do. Ross Tucker with us right now. By the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast away from the Tasty Cake studio. We are at the Eagles NovaCare Complex. It's all part of Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Services, parts and accessories. All right, Ross, two final things. First, Ross is going to be on the call for the Eagles game on Thursday night. Two final things, Ross. Micah Parsons. Give me your crystal ball. What happens here? I mean, first off, this is borderline unprecedented. So a player this good almost never gets to year five without a contract, because he's eligible after year three for a new contract. He's entering year five. Cowboys technically still control him for 3 years, because you got year five of the rookie deal. Then they could franchise him twice. What the heck happens? What will happen?
Yeah, I firmly believe he'll sign a contract that makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
Does that mean Jerry Jones caves?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he did with Dak Prescott. He did with CeeDee Lamb. He did with Zeke Elliott. He did with Zach Martin. That's what Jerry does. Jerry caves. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, that's
and then that hurts their roster because they're overpaying guys, right?
Right. So I told you this before. I'll say it again. I think at some point Jerry decided that winning on the field is really hard to control and really hard to do, so that he was going to control the controllables, which is winning off the field and making the most money. And so I firmly believe, you know, they've waited this long to pay Micah, because then they didn't have to pay him earlier. Yeah. You know, they could save that money in his fourth year rather than giving him $40 million a year. He made whatever he made his fourth year. I also think he realizes that there's nothing that gets attention like a star player holdout during training camp. This is every year for them. This is every year. Last year it was CD and Dak Prescott. Year before is Zach Martin. It's every year. I think he wants to hold on to the money as long as possible in case the guy gets arrested or the guy gets hurt. And then he likes all of the attention that goes with it. And then he'll pay through the nose, which, by the way, eats up more of the salary cap. Oh, I mean, do you realize Dak Prescott's salary cap number this year is more than Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith combined?
Russ, wasn't it 90 last year? Wasn't
That's why they had no leverage, John. That's why they had to do a deal. That's why they did a deal that paid Dak $60 million a year. Yeah. And that's why, even though they just did a deal, his cap number is still way into the 40 millions. It's absolutely insane.
So what is Micah's number going to look like if 41, Dak was 90?
Yeah, 40. Oh, cap number, I don't know. But Micah will get paid 41 or 42 million. They really are much more business focused. Here's a general rule of thumb, because I know for some unknown reason there's some Cowboys fans in Eastern PA. If your team, as a rule, hates paying their best players, you might want to reconsider your options.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the Eagles would never do this. They would never do this.
I still cannot believe that Jerry Jones got into the Hall of Fame. And I know it was based on two things. One, he made the league a lot of money. And two, he won those three Super Bowls right out of the gate. But Jimmy Johnson won those three Super Bowls, and he has been a disastrous general manager of an organization for about three decades. So I can't believe it.
Well, and like Robert Kraft's not in the Hall of Fame. I will say this. When you watch like the Cowboys, or even Thursday night, the Bengals, right, whose best player, Trey Hendrickson, he'll be on the sideline, probably not even wearing Bengals gear because he wants a new contract. Please just watch the game or think about the Cowboys and just appreciate Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman.
I agree.
And how they never, ever let it get to this point with their best players. Yeah. It's not that hard. And by the way, that enables them to manage the cap beautifully.
For sure.
Unlike these other teams. The Eagles, even like this trade with the Raiders, to me, the Eagles, and especially their front office, they're just running circles around the rest
sure
of the
are.
League.
Time Look, that's why again. That's why Lurie and Howard are the first owner GM duo in Philly sports in 50 years to win two titles. So I think they get the love from the fans, and everyone knows it. All right, Ross, final thing. You've never seen me play tennis. You've never seen Fritz play tennis. So it's just gut feeling. We play tomorrow at 11:30 at FDR Park. We're hoping for a big crowd. 11:30 FDR Park tomorrow. Ross, who wins?
Ooh. I don't know. You kind of surprised me on the golf, but I feel like you are more you're better at the less athletic sports. So I don't know. Tennis is a tough one. What's your tennis background?
I mean, you know, I played a little bit. Nothing too extensive. Until the other day, I hadn't played in other than I think one time in the pandemic. Other than
what
that,
are the other two? What are the other two activities?
Then running, then basketball.
Then running, then basketball.
I got to win tennis and basketball.
Oh, you're not going to win running?
Probably not.
Oh yeah, because he runs when the Phillies win a game, right?
It's just more of a negative on me than a positive on him. John, you saw me run to first base. It wasn't.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. All right. Well, in
not
that case,
sprinter.
I'm rooting for it to go five. I'm rooting for the full series. So I'm going to go with you, Joe. I'm going with you to win tennis.
Smart man.
Everybody was FKR Park.
Whoa. Was the president in the 1930s FKR?
Sorry, my family calls me King
Franklin
Ross. It's a long story.
Kane Roosevelt.
The Lakes.
Franklin Kane Roosevelt said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Franklin
Kane
Roosevelt, FKR.
All right, FDR Park tomorrow to watch
you,
Joe and Jack play tennis. Then especially if you're on Montgomery County, you better represent and be at Soul Joel's in Pottstown tomorrow night. That's a full Philly day.
Ross,
FDR
well,
Park
buddy.
And then Soul Joel's. See you, buddy.
We look forward to hearing you at the broadcast Thursday. Thank you, Ross.
All right, see you.
Ross Tucker.
Have a great game, Ross.
Going to be a big part of our – he doesn't actually know 180 players' names and numbers, right? I mean, the Eagles are going to put 90. No, they're not all going to dress. 90s. Cowboys got 9. I mean, not the Cowboys. Who do the Eagles play? Who do they play?
Bengals.
All right, so the Bengals theoretically could put 90 out there.
I had to do a Temple game once long time ago. Somebody was off for their daughter's wedding, and they said, hey, do you want to do color?
Yeah.
And then I realized I had to memorize 90 players.
So, I will say,
painful.
It is easier on color than play-by-play.
It is.
At least color, you got to 10, 15 seconds.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, someone's touched the ball.
I was overwhelmed.
You look down at your sheet. Play-by-play of a freaking preseason game?
Oh, yeah, no, that's brutal.
Scott Graham, good luck.
Yeah.
And look, he does a nice job. He pulls it off. And Merrill and Mike, obviously, here on WIP. But, I mean, I got to tell you,
there's a big difference between 90 and 53.
Oh, my God. Especially when the other team's players, you don't know anything about their third, fourth, and fifth string. You don't know nothing.
No.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hey, we hope to see you at FDR Park tomorrow, 11:30. So the Phillies have an afternoon game. So we're squeezing tennis in there. Obviously, I got to win. Seltzer, you are predicting my victory. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think you're going to win tennis.
Will it be a statement win, James?
I think you're going to win tennis, clearly. I think we'll come away from tennis saying Joe was a better tennis player.
Because what I really want to do is come away from tennis with people saying, if he can win two of the first three, he can win this thing. Okay. I mean, we'll see.
You're going to win tomorrow, I have no doubt.
I appreciate
I don't know
that.
If I'm going to make it
I have some. Yeah. Rhea, I have some doubt. I've never seen the guy play.
Yeah, but if he hasn't played, I've played tennis.
So why would you not have doubt? You should
I got some
have
doubt.
Doubt.
Yeah, and also he got an extra week to circle the wagons, get out there. And, you know, I wish that had not happened. But, you know, he got that extra week of practice. We'll see what he's got. Be there tomorrow if you can. FKR Park?
It's the Lakes. Just call it the Lakes.
FKR. FDR Park tomorrow, 11:30. Hope to see you there. Let's go to Rick right now in Easton. Phil's got a great win last night. Good morning, Rick.
You just took one of your fans out of a tennis match. I'll be down tailgating for the business person special.
Well, you come to us first, and then you go to the Phil's.
It's not going to work. We'll see. Okay. So
not going to work, Rick. It's a short little walk.
All right. I'll be there. I'll figure it out.
Thank you.
So
So this is more for anybody. And Ben, you know, this is going to be a really, really interesting next 50 days. Think about it. With the, and I call him Roberto Duran because he has a knockout punch. So Schwarber with the MVP watch right now, the way he's hitting the ball. Now it's critical, Ben, that we win this division, because not only is it great to have Duran coming in, but you want that whole atmosphere, and you're not going to have that if you go on the road. So they have to win the division. But with Duran and Schwarber, you know, and you can't pitch Duran every single time we have a closed situation. You have to manage him, and you're, and the anticipation with the Spider and the Flames. By the way, guys, think how much money we now have for Schwarber's contact with all the merchandise this team is going to make with Spiders and footwear and Flames. It's really exciting. This is going to be great. Now, the other day, here's my issue. The other day, I made a point that Stott and Turner are equal on RBIs, and you made a good comeback that Stott doesn't get up with runners in scoring position, and or Turner doesn't, and right. Stott does. Well, our cleanup position is really going to be critical too, Ben. JT, who has been up a lot this year with guys on base in front of him, is now on his quest for 50 RBIs. And why do I say that? Right now he's sitting at 39. Do you know Denny Doyle in 1977 had 49 RBIs? We have to do something at the cleanup position when we face better pitching in the playoffs.
No doubt.
I
no
mean,
doubt.
One of the three guys has to come through. We don't know which one it'll be.
Yeah. You guys, I would assume it's going to be Bohm in the four hole. That's what I think is going to happen.
So I'll assume he'll get first crack at it, Ben, yes. But he's got to prove that he's in a good groove to get it, because they could go Casty, they could go JT.
I think JT is going to stay there because it is kind of working with him in the four hole and then Castellanos in the five hole. When Bohm comes back, I would probably assume he's going to be in the six hole, possibly seventh, until he gets his, you know, gets his sea legs back and gets back in that lineup and see what he can do on an everyday basis. But they definitely need him back.
Yeah, I'll say this, Rick. I think it's less about making a decision on who's four and more of just which one grabs it. Because, honest to God, I don't think it's a decision by Rob Thompson. I mean, he's just going to play whoever is looking the most grooved in. And only their performance will determine that. I think Bohm gets first crack, but whoever's playing well will be the guy. Rick, I need an answer. Who's a rascal?
The ultimate leader of the little rascals, Spanky McFarland.
Yeah, I can't give you that because we're basing this on the little rascals. Can't give you that one.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, I mentioned the little rascals earlier today. I said that earlier.
I watched you play tennis, and now you can't give me.
Can't give it to you, Rick. Can't give it to you.
Let me pitch out of that, and let me go with Jim Carrey.
You get well, okay. We're looking for a character, but fair enough. Jim Carrey ain't going to work. We need a fictional character, as we said. Now, some of his characters could have been a good answer. All right, coming up, to Schwarber and Ohtani numbers, the stats, the MVP odds. He's obviously, it's a battle between those two as of now. Saquon describing Jahad Campbell, what he said yesterday. Elliot Shore Parks at 8:35. Phone calls on all these topics, including if you were at that Phillies game last night, talk to us. Because what a game it was. What an atmosphere at Citizens Bank Park. From the NovaCare Complex today, Joe DeCamera, John Rich, along with Seltzeria and Ben Davis on 94 WIP.
And speaking of NovaCare, NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you, whether you're a weekend warrior or if you're competing at a high level, with NovaCare's Select Sports Center of Excellence. They are specialty locations that are focused on the needs of athletes. So if you're injured, NovaCare is going to help you get back to playing your sport. They'll also help you prevent injuries from happening, and NovaCare will prepare you to compete at your highest level of performance. At all Select Sports Center of Excellence, athletes are treated for their specific injury, training needs, and goals. Most importantly, you're going to get care provided by sports-specific physical therapists using advanced training and technology. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has long been the trusted Delaware Valley and South Jersey leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. Select Sports Center of Excellence, just one more way NovaCare is meeting your needs. To learn more about Select Sports Center of Excellence, go to NovaCare.com today. Excellence is earned. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.